So here's the phrase that we read earlier together. Jesus said, I am the light of the world. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. The question around this is, well, where did Jesus say this? And some of you thinking, oh, it's in the Bible somewhere. Robin probably knows, don't you, Robin? Probably. John 8. He said it at a particular point in his life in Jerusalem. And it was during the Feast of Tabernacles. The Feast of Tabernacles is also known as the Feast of Sukkot. Am I saying that right? Sukkot. Or it's also translated as the Feast of Booths. Okay, stay with me here. There were certain celebrations that the Jews were commanded to have, and this one was the Feast of Booths. I have a picture here of a booth. There you go. Can you see that booth there? And for this particular festival, all the Jewish men were encouraged, and in fact probably commanded, to go to Jerusalem. So Jerusalem was heaving. Lots and lots of these booths were being put up in and around Jerusalem. I guess an equivalent today could be something a bit like this. See these little booths everywhere? This is, do you even know what this is? Glastonbury, yes. So for those who know, on the far left you see the pyramid stage there. But people are going to Glastonbury in their little tents. Lots and lots of people, all condensed in that small area. So that's maybe a little bit of what it could look like. So it was the Feast of Tabernacles. If you know your Old Testament, it was one of the feasts that God said to his people, I want you to remember me. And this is the things they were to remember and to celebrate. It was God's salvation, God's provision, God's shelter, and God's faithfulness. Pretty good things to be celebrated, don't you think? So you imagine you've got all these people converging on Jerusalem, living temporarily in these little booths. So it was probably pretty packed. And they're there to celebrate God's salvation, God's provision, his shelter and faithfulness. And remember, for the Jewish people, they were pretty good on their history. They kept remembering. And for this particular feast, they would remember how God led their forefathers. So if you know the story of when Israel was in Egypt and God called them out through the leadership of Moses. I love this artist's impression of the pillar of cloud that would have led them by day. And here in this particular picture, you can see it hovering over the tabernacle. But by night, they were led by a pillar of fire. And if you know the Old Testament, it said whenever the pillar started to move, they would pack up and follow. So here in Jerusalem, you've got this feast going on where they are remembering how God had led them. They're remembering their story of how God would lead them and take them on. What they did do in Jerusalem, in the temple, they set up four massive lamps. Again, there's an artist's impression here in the four corners of the court. And these lights would be shining really brightly. If you know where Jerusalem is, it's on a hill. And the temple itself was at a high point. If you know about the temple, each level of the temple got higher and higher. So imagine at night, with these four lights shining bright, you've got Jerusalem on the hill, the temple at the top of the hill, and all these lights shining out. It was a bright beacon shining out, reminding God's people of the light. It was into this context Jesus pops up. Remember, all these people are here, hundreds of people are here, and what does Jesus stand up and say? I am the light of the world. Right in that context, right before their very eyes, he says those words. Whoever follows me will never walk in darkness, but will have the light of life. Do you think they started making some connections here, going, what's he going on about? This is what Jesus was saying, because everything Jesus said and did would center around him, as he was readjusting their thinking about things, wasn't he? He's saying, it's all about me. He is the light of the world. Just imagine what people would have thought at that moment when Jesus was saying these things. The symbolism is powerful for them. I am the light of the world. And Jesus remains the light of the world today. He is the light of the world for us and for those who don't yet know him. The thing about this light is it begins to bring change into our lives. Look at this verse here. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. I read it again. For with you is the fountain of life. In your light, we see light. So in my experience as a Christian, I find that the light of God sometimes shines on me. Where's, oh, it's in my pocket. How are you getting on? You doing all right? Oh, great. Oh, yes. Oh, that's fantastic. Can you do a bit of colouring on that bit as well for me? Good man. Every now and again, I found in my life, Jesus seems to get his light and start shining on certain areas of my life where I think I'm doing okay, but then it's like he begins to shine his light and says, hey, Gary, what about this area? Maybe I want to bring about a little bit of change for you here. So it's like as we focus on Jesus, the light, his light begins to shine in us. He's putting his finger on things. Now, that can be a little bit uncomfortable if you think God is against you. But if you have a theology which says God is for us, God loves me, he wants the best for me, then it changes the light, then it's a good thing, because he's wanting me to become more like him. His light begins to shine on us. Look at this verse. This is up in the New Testament here. For you were once darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Live as children of light. So for each one of us who become Christians, we have that light of Jesus in us. And he calls us to live out of that, to be light wherever we are. Because we are no longer in darkness, but we are called to live as children of light. Maybe there are places where Jesus is asking you to shine your light for him. Where are those dark places where maybe he wants you to shine your light? How about this from the letter to the Christians in Philippi? Go out into the world uncorrupted, a breath of fresh air in this squalid and polluted society. Provide people with a glimpse of good living and the living God. Carry the light-giving message into the night. That's the Message translation. I quite like that translation. Similar sound to what's coming to the Ephesian Christians. That sound of, over to us now. There is the light, which is Jesus. But for those who are Christians, we carry the light in us. He works in us to be his light bearers. And so the challenge for us is to go out into the world and to provide light. For some, it might be to shine a light on injustice and to bring about God's ways. For some of you, it might just be in your workplace, just not going along with the crowd. Maybe just standing for what you believe. I don't know how this applies in your circumstance, but I do know that God calls each one of us to live as men and women of light, wherever that may be. Let's have a look here. So the question is, what is God asking of you as a light carrier? Maybe today you feel like, you know what? there's a few areas in my life where it feels a bit dark. Good news. Jesus wants to shine his light in to bring you into a place of freedom so that you can be a light bearer for him. He calls us as individuals and as churches to shine light into the world, which is in darkness. There are places, maybe even today, that you're thinking, yeah, God, you want me to do something here. Now, we need the wisdom of God to know how to go about doing it. But I do believe God's calling each one of us to bring his light into circumstances. So let's just think for a moment, ponder those things. And I'm going to just pray, Holy Spirit, would you just shine your light into us now? Are there things that you want to deal with in me, in us? To bring liberty and freedom. And are there areas where you want us to shine your light in? Lord, just reveal them to us now, I pray. We thank you that your light is more powerful and always will be more powerful. May you ignite in us a light into this world of darkness. May we be good signposts to you, the light of the world. And may we have courage to face maybe some areas in our life that are a little dark and allow your loving light to come in and to heal and to restore. Thank you, you are a God who loves us, who knows us, forgives us, and wants us to be free from anything that maybe we're ashamed of that's in darkness. So we pray that you would do that within just today.